Herman's Hermits. Just a little bit better from 1965. You're in the mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD. Here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And it's just a little bit better talking to Mr. Tony Lopez, the program director of the UVS program here at Gulf Coast State College. That's the Unmanned Vehicle Systems program. Mm-hmm. Tony, tell me a little bit about where do I get started here at Gulf Coast with my unmanned vehicle system journey.
So the first step is to go to our website, gulfcoast.edu/UVS, and there you can find one link to register into the UAS pilot boot camp, because that is the first step that we recommend students to begin with. And what the boot camp is, it's a specialized training in unmanned aerial systems in two stages. First stage, you have two ways of accomplishing that. It's a 5-week condensed program and a 16-week traditional. And the first stage consist of some courses that prepare you to go take the examination for the Part 107 Airman Certificate. And it's going to be unmanned aerial systems under 55 pounds, okay? Now, our stage two, which is the complex operations, goes into beyond line of sight operations. Part 107 normally is just visual line of sight. We're one of the only, right now we're the only college in Northwest Florida that provides beyond line of sight training. We use vertical takeoff and landing aircraft called the Centauro, and it requires at least three people to operate.
Which is wild that a system is so complex that it takes more than one person to run it. But tell me some of the different things that each person is running on this system.
So you have the your pilot in command. He would be in a ground control station, which is usually a laptop with some monitors and some communication equipment. Then you have your safety pilot, which is a person that, in case of a loss of communication with the aircraft, he can take over manually with a standard RC controller. And then you have your ground safety observer, which is the person that makes sure that nobody walks into the takeoff and landing zone, that the aircraft is flying normally. Once it goes out of sight, that's when the complexity begins, because you have to maintain a lot of situational awareness with telemetry within your ground control station. Within the boot camp, the stage one, we have some starting dates, which is January 10th, February 28th, May 17th, and July 5th. And that's just the initial Part 107 training. Then on stage two, we have starting date of January 10th and May 17th. The way the program is designed, you have to attain your Part 107 before you begin your beyond line of sight training.
And beyond a line of sight is literally you can no longer visibly see the unmanned vehicle system.
Correct. As it stands today, the FAA does have a requirement for airman certificate, so it's Part 107. However, they have not yet provided us a certification or a testing or anything for beyond line of sight, other than you have to prove your training. You have to prove your competency in the aircraft, the airframe that you utilize it. And that's what we provide with the stage two. We give you all the training that is required for your records. We give you the competency. We give you the time on the airframe, and you can bring that to employers.
Which that's so big, not only the book training, but also the hands-on time, the experience, you know, behind the controller, the experience behind the software that is controlling the unmanned system, that puts you a step above.
So think about this. Where can you go train with an aircraft that cost about $100,000, get the training, and be able to take that as your resume to an employer?
I know this one. Gulf Coast State College.
That's right.
And of course, if you want any more information about this, it's all online at gulfcoast.edu/UVS.
And one more thing.
Yeah.
So, a caveat, one of our graduates from the program did so well that we actually ended up hiring him.
Oh, Lord, who would that be?
I don't know.
Mr. Fred Stevens' son. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the Gulf Coast Tempest and the emergency
response.
The emergency response training that we have with that program here. So we're going to get to that after a quick weather forecast from the meteorologists over at WMBB, right here on The Mix.